Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am really pleased this morning to be able to speak to Emiliano Diaz de Leon from the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault. Good morning, Emiliano.
Good morning, David.
And I'm also speaking with Joe Carr from Hope Alliance in Williamson County, Texas.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about the work that's going on with Texas's Mobilizing Men Task Force. Emiliano, can you describe what Mobilizing Men Task Force is?
The Mobilizing Men Task Force is a monthly gathering of individuals from around the state of Texas that are doing work around engaging boys and men, specifically around ending men's violence, but we encourage folks who are doing all types of work with boys and men around men's health, sexuality, pregnancy prevention, a number of other types of issues, working with men who are incarcerated or in detention. So we generally gather folks from not just rape crisis centers from around the state, but folks who are working around other issues with boys and men.
Can you describe how many people come to these meetings and a little bit about who those people are and the range of people that come to your meetings?
It varies on a monthly basis. We sometimes have anywhere between 10 and 20 individuals who work primarily with rape crisis centers, folks who are doing primary prevention work, specifically around engaging boys and men through their programming. Folks who are doing actual programmatic work, who are trying to begin projects or doing programming in their own communities and are really just looking to connect and network with other folks from around Texas that are doing similar work and to really kind of share resources and to be able to kind of learn from each other's experience and to be able to provide support to one another and encourage each other in that work. So those folks, really always a very diverse group of people from around Texas in terms of different agencies. And not necessarily connected to the work that rape crisis centers are doing. So sometimes we have folks who are really removed from that work and who are not doing specifically sexual violence prevention work, but who are really interested in infusing those issues in the work that they're doing with boys and men, whether it's community-based, school-based, throughout Texas.
That's such an important issue, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit later, is that when we look at the prevention of domestic violence and sexual assault, that we need to be able to go beyond just the issues of domestic violence and sexual assault because they're tied to so many other issues, whether it's substance abuse or family planning or fatherhood or STDs or economic issues or immigration topics, that the impacts of racism in our community, that all of these are really tied together and that people experience these issues in totality in their life.
We've been really intentional about inviting those particular individuals and not just exclusively inviting individuals that work with rape crisis centers in Texas, but really reaching out to organizations that do programming or provide services to fathers or to boys and men in their community around a variety of those issues that you talked about. So we've been very fortunate to bring those people together and to be able to invite them to provide training and technical assistance and to share resources with the group. That's been really important for the last 2 years that we've been having these gatherings, is really giving folks an opportunity to share their knowledge and their experience and to be able to do really skill-based trainings and to facilitate dialogue with each other and really kind of make those connections that might not have existed before between those very different agencies and organizations that are all working with boys and men in some capacity, but really to begin coming together around a number of issues.
Joe, let's turn to you for a little bit. Can you talk about why do you join these task force meetings?
There are a lot of really powerful things I get out of being a part of it. Certainly the content that's discussed is very useful in helping me understand the issues better and thus do the work better. There's so many different aspects and facets related to these issues that we really need to be examined more thoroughly. So I've really enjoyed the opportunity to delve into them with other people who are doing the work, as well as with people who have relationships with men and are working with men and can think about those. But I think probably most importantly has been the relationships that I've gotten out of it, that it's so easy to feel lonely and isolated in this very difficult work that we feel like so few people are doing. And so being able to come together on a regular basis and see the same people and get to know them better and know that I can come to them in between meetings for, you know, different issues I'm having or support that I'm needing has been really powerful. And especially as a man, sometimes we can feel very alienated from other men when we start to challenge their sexism or start to challenge the issues that are facing men, and we can often feel very isolated and not a part of any kind of community of men. And so to have that community of men and other, and as well as women who are interested in working with men, has been really, really helpful in maintaining my ability to face the challenges of the work.
Great. Can you talk about any ways that, any specific ways that this task force has helped you improve the way that you've been able to do your prevention work?
Sure. I mean, being able to plug other men into it has been really helpful. Like when I meet other men who are interested in doing this work, and can build a personal relationship with them a little bit, but to be able to let them know about this resource and invite them and bring them into that community has really built a broader community in the areas that I work. In terms of the issues, there's a different theme each month, and I can't think of a single theme that we've had that didn't directly impact the way I do this work. If you want some concrete examples, we did a workshop on hip-hop culture and the role hip-hop culture plays in perpetuating men's violence, as well as how it can be a tool for combating oppression and violence. And we brought in various local hip-hop artists and community activists who are knowledgeable around the issue and had a really powerful discussion about all the different roles it plays, the history of hip-hop culture, and presently what's being done. And I think that's been really concrete in working with the urban youth that I work with, understanding that role and being able to use hip-hop in a more effective way.
Well, that's a great example and really highlight the advantages of building a strong network committed to this. So, Emiliano, can you talk about how you believe that this task force has helped build the infrastructure of prevention in Texas?
From the very beginning, we wanted to build people's capacity and ensure that they have both the skills and the resources to do prevention work, primarily primary prevention work, with boys and men around the state. The Texas Council on Family Violence has a really strong listserv and website that had been developed prior to the task force and has been an important resource at connecting folks who are doing that. And to really break that isolation that Joe talked about, we wanted to create a space where folks could really come together and really share resources, share experiences, share best practices, really talk about the lessons that they've learned and support each other. We've been very fortunate to be able to do that with very little resources. Initially, when we started, we held the gatherings on a Saturday to give both individuals in the community an opportunity to attend, as well as professionals and individuals who are connected to agencies and organizations around the state. We recently have shifted to having the gatherings during the week, during business hours, and we have those gathering here in Austin in our office. And so it's made for a really interesting mix of people. And so it's both things have pros and cons in terms of gathering people. And we continue to add people to our list in terms of extending that invitation, encouraging people to bring colleagues and coworkers and classmates to the gatherings. It has grown, I think, and there continues to be a lot of interest and people want to share. And so it's not a sense of where Casa or myself have to do a lot of work to solicit ideas or, like Joe talked about, the themes of the gatherings. People kind of bring things that on an ongoing basis they feel like they're interested in learning about and interested in sharing. We've been very fortunate in that way to be able to meet their particular needs and to be able to provide a particular service that wasn't available.
We'll put on Prevent Connect's website a sample agenda just so people can get a sense. And you can always visit the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, or TASA.org, to be able to get information about all the great work that's going on in Texas to be able to address this issue. So I have to really thank both of you, Emiliano and Joe, for sharing a little bit about the work. And I wish you well as you are building the network of people who are committed to engaging men and boys to prevent sexual violence and men's violence against women.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.